Belinda presents this unabridged recording of
The Magic Misfits, The Fourth Suit, written by Neil Patrick Harris and Alec Azam, read by Neil Patrick Harris and Ali Stroker.
Stop! Halt! Who goes there? Oh, it's you again. Thank goodness. I was here in the dark when I felt a presence and was worried that someone was listening to this who shouldn't be. That's not to say you shouldn't be listening to this. You should most definitely be listening to this. You don't mind waiting a moment while I turn on a light, do you? There we are. Much better. I apologize for my jumpiness. Thinking about everything that is forthcoming has made me slightly anxious. But being here with you, of all people, well, I'm quite happy you're here to keep me company as we begin the fourth and final tale of our adventurous magic misfits. As I'm sure you're aware, the conclusion to an epic chronicle can be nerve-wracking. And after learning all you have about Carter, Layla, Theo, Ridley, Ollie, Illy, Ozzy, Izzy, Dante, the other Mr. Vernon, Presto, Changeo, Top Hat, and Theo's doves, I'm sure you're as worried about them as I've been. Presto, Changeo, Top Hat, and the Doves sounds like a stupendous name for a band. Just saying. You must be itching to find out how things have progressed for each of them since the disastrous end to our previous tale. I'll admit, I've shed a tear or two myself at the thought of Vernon's magic shop lying in ruins. All those tricks, all that joy, all that sparkle, burned to a crisp thanks to the villain Caligan, who still lurks about the streets of Mineral Wells, watching from the shadows as our misfits begin another year of school. I'm sure he's only biding his time until he's ready to strike again. Eep! My apologies, I thought I heard a noise. Perhaps I shall turn on another light. Now, allow me to catch you up on everything you need to know going into the coming adventure. The Magic Misfits are comprised of Carter Locke, who makes things vanish, Layla Vernon, who escapes from tight spots, Theo Steinmeier, an aficionado of levitation, Ridley Larson, a tinkerer proficient in the magical art of transformation, and Ollie and Izzy Golden, gymnastic, musical comedians who keep their friends laughing no matter the circumstances. Of course, who could laugh when a showdown with a powerful magician bent on revenge is imminent? I'm not sure I could. Nevertheless, you must listen on. The only thing left for me to share with you now is how to listen to this book. I know. At this point in the game, this little section seems redundant, yes? You already know how to listen to this book, so allow me to refresh. There are parts of this book that tell a story, and in between those story sections, I will share with you a few magic tricks. If you've been with us since the beginning, and if you've been paying attention and practicing all that I've taught you so far, you may have realized that these tricks are leading up to something big. A grand finale, if you will. So, for the first time, I shall ask that you not skip our magic lessons as you listen to Ridley's story. You've already learned and practiced so many magical tricks that you mustn't give up now.